Julia Wolfe is a composer whose name is often paired with that of Tina Davidson, as she was born in Philadelphia in 1958. Now she lives in New York. She studied music and theater at the University of Michigan and received a Master of Music in Composition at Yale University, studying with Martin Breswick. She has written music for symphony orchestras, theater, string quartets, and unconventional ensembles such as a work for six pianos. She has been influenced by the rock music of Led Zeppelin and folk music, and sometimes uses amplified sounds. She also acknowledges late Beethoven and her doctoral teacher at Princeton, Louis Andriessen, as major influences. Wolfe has helped present hundreds of contemporary works in her role as co-director of the Bang on a Can Festival in New York, a group founded in 1987 to provide a venue for experimental composers. Miss Wolfe received a Fulbright Fellowship and has garnered a generous assortment of awards and commissions from the Koussevitzky Foundation, Kronos Quartet, Library of Congress, Cary Trust, and other august bodies. Wolfe's music is less traditional than Tina Davidson's. She focuses on the act of making sound. For her, sound is a metaphor for human activity. Her goal is to have music which is entered into by the listener. This is particularly evident in her first string quartet, Four Marys, which we're about to hear. The music is one long sweep up and then down, and if you'll enter into that experience with no other expectations, I hope you'll enjoy the experience. The piece was commissioned by the Koussevitzky Foundation for the Cassatt Quartet, and she thought about how the quartet plays, in her words, how they breathe together, how they make music as if they are one organism. The title takes its inspiration from mountain dulcimer music, with the title paying homage to the traditional Scottish tune. Characteristic dulcimer sounds, the sliding motion of its melody string, steady strum of its drone or accompaniment strings, are transformed into idiomatic string quartet language. An opening section of soft, sustained chords into which destabilizing glissandi are steadily insinuated is followed by a rigorously driving, dance-like middle section with a minimalist undertow. In conclusion, held chords recalling the outset are allowed to retain their glowing calm, despite the persistence of slow sliding lines. Let's hear it now, performed by the Cassatt Quartet.